This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 or 3 months ago, and I'm super excited to have this gentleman on my show. The name of the company is Solar Integrated Roofing Corporation. They trade on the OTC Pinks, and under the ticker symbol SIRC is where you'll find them. And with us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. David Massey. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Before we get started on the Q&A, if you would, David, give us just a little bit of backstory of yourself and a little bit of about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
I don't know how much time you have, but I'm a pretty old guy, so if I go too far back, it's too long. But I started out as a roofing contractor in 1990 in San Diego, and actually in the 90s, grew into one of the largest re-roof companies there. And we had a little vision about putting solar on every roof as it came to play in the early 2000s. And we figured out a way to do marketing where we could sell people roofing and solar with a low interest loan that's less than their electric bill, so they technically get the project for free. And that, at that point, we kind of felt like we had the secret sauce, so we decided to go public. And it's been quite the journey. Yeah, we went public in 2016, and I think we did $5 million in revenue, and then we did $8 million. This year, we're pushing $20 million. Next year, it's this coming year. So I think all the stars are lined up. It's going to be a pretty incredible year. But it's, our core business is roofing and solar, but we also do EV charging systems. We're looking to get into the HVAC market. Anything in the energy sector is part of what we're looking at.
You know, your company has been one of the hottest companies talked about on the OTC market. There's over 11,000 companies on there. That being said, you currently are on the pink sheets. How is the audit coming along, and when do you think the uplisting will happen?
That's a great question. We've been working on that longer than we should have. We're very, very confident that we will have the audit done by next week. I've been in touch with both the Mr. Seros, who's doing the review for the 9 months, and Mr. Boyle, who's doing the 2-year audit. I think Mr. Boyle will turn in his audit on Friday of this week. Mr. Cyril thinks he'll get his done Wednesday or Thursday. The Form 10 is completed, ready to go, just plug in the audit. So we're looking to uplist late next week, early the following week.
Today you put out a press release with a letter of intent to maybe get involved or even purchase Cornerstone Construction. Where are you at in that process, and how excited are you about it?
I can't tell you how excited I am. Hunter, the CEO, and I, we hit it off from the very beginning. He's actually a young guy, 30 years old, might be one of the sharpest roofing contractors I ever met. We're pretty confident we'll get the deal closed by the end of the month, which is only, I don't know, 10 days away. We're both on the same page. He's going to be a tremendous asset to us growing the business because he's a leader of a group called RoofCon, where he puts on different events and he brings in the highest caliber of roofing solar contractors in the area, and he coaches them and teaches them and puts some systems in place for them. So he has access to some of the best of the best, and he's a leader in that area. We're looking to grab the best of those companies and bring them on board with SRC, because as you notice with the press release, his offices are in South Carolina, North Carolina, Arkansas, Alabama, and Oklahoma. That's a big jump for us, and he has 5 more on his list that really spreads us out a little further. I think we can add solar to most of our projects, and it's a big burst for us. We're really excited about it. Really, really excited.
I do understand, doing my research on your company, that SIRC is a roll-up company. That being said, do you have any other acquisitions on the horizon going forward?
Last week we announced a EV charging system company right here in Southern California. I'm working diligently with them. We have a binding LOI in place. It might take a couple weeks for us to close that, but I think that's also a great sector to be in, and we're both parties are very excited to close that. They work for the government, and the government contracts for EV charging are starting to stack up, so that's going to be an avenue of revenue that we're really excited to explore.
You know, I want to stay with that just for a second, David, if I may. What do you think about the whole buzz about EV cars and where it's going? And what do you think the market share of a charging station can generate, say, 2 or 3 years from now?
That's a great question. You know, obviously, with the new Biden administration, you know, he's really pushing the green energy. Here in Southern California, it's really being pushed as well with a lot of incentives. I just recently, I've been looking for an electric car. I just found out there's 41 electric cars coming on the market in 2021. So I think it's definitely a paradigm shift going in that direction. I think Southern California will go first, and throughout the U.S. it's going to follow. But as far as the market share, I feel like SIRC in 2 or 3 years could very easily have, with our roll-ups that we're looking at, maybe $30-40 million in revenue from the EV charging market in various formats, from wholesale to retail to government work to residential. But I think that's a good number to look at.
You know, speaking of numbers and looking at numbers, I've been looking at your past 8 to 9 quarters, and your numbers have grown substantially. That being said, what does the 2022 fiscal year look like, and what do you expect?
You know, I'm going to do the best I can to be as conservative as I can, even though I hope the excitement is coming through my voice. And we recently just closed InterRev, which was another big acquisition. With him on the books and with his potential, our revenue, our fiscal year starts March 1st. So everything is from March 1st to March to February 28th. Just with his revenue on the books, we're looking to do about $40 million for SRC. As we add Cornerstone, he did 15 last year. He took all of his profits and sunk everything back into the company to open up those additional marketplaces. He's very confident. He thinks he will do $30 million this year. These aren't guaranteed. These are what we think we'll do. That gets us to $70-75 million. I have several acquisitions on the books. We have a lot of marketing in place for growth that's within inside the company, but I'm pretty confident. Like I should say, I'm very confident by early summer, we will have a run rate of over $100 million. And I'm really trying to be accurate and conservative, because in the past I was a little more optimistic, but we have everything lined up. We have the financing in place. We have money in the bank to make things happen. So it's, you know, everything's lined up for us, that's for sure.
David, people are looking at your stock, listening to this interview and saying, gosh, it's a great company. Only if I would have bought it back a month or two ago, I missed the move. What's your thought about that?
You know, I personally think with the uplift being imminent, and we think we'll have the revenue and everything we need to get to the small cap NASDAQ. If you take a look at some of the big players, our market cap is pretty low in our sector, especially as we move more into the solar and the EV sector. I think that kind of changes our market cap a little bit. We're kind of getting away from being a roofing solar company and more into an energy company. But I personally think, you know, especially with the pullback we've had, I think it's a great value now.
David, you get the last word. What is it that you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from today's interview?
You know, I think most importantly is the quality of the team that we have. The team at SRC, all the acquisitions we have, they're all very high caliber people in our sector. And we have a tremendous team that has a lot of enthusiasm, and we're all working very, very hard to make this something pretty amazing.
One of the hardest working CEOs, I believe, on the OTC markets is David Massey, and he is my guest today. He is the CEO of Solar Integrated Roofing Corporation. Look him up. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIRC. David, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, that you enjoyed it. Come back every 40 or 50 days, and please give my listeners and myself an update of what's going on over there.
Hey, it sounds great. Would love to.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.